JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
National Family Week, and the National Family Planning Board has activities planned that may benefit you and your family. So stick around to hear more. And our Glimpses of Jamaica segment comes up near the end of the program. Welcome and stay with us. National Family Week is being celebrated from October 26 to 31 under the theme, Time to Talk. Time to talk about what, you may ask, safer sexual practices, reproductive health, stigma and discrimination against HIV patients and other issues that affect our family and our communities at large. The big event is a free health fair being put on by the National Family Planning Board, NFBP. Director of Prevention and Outreach at the NFBP, Marianne Scott, tells us some of the features of the health fair.
We'll be offering free HIV testing all day. We will also be offering free contraceptive methods on that day as well, along with a number of other activities, information sharing, so persons can come and get contraceptive counseling and other services that we provide.
The health fair will be at Crossroads at the open lot across from the market this Friday, October 31, starting at 8 a.m. On Thursday, the NFBP will host a debate competition at Neville Hall Lecture Theatre at the University of the West Indies. The debate will feature schools across the island speaking on the moot. Should sexually active young people have access to contraceptive? For National Family Week, a special focus will be placed on HIV/AIDS, and the agency will be targeting children and persons living with the disease to help them deal with stigma and discrimination. The National Family Planning Board will be having pop-up clinics at the health fair in Crossroads, St. Mary, St. Anne, and St. James, where persons can get free HIV and syphilis testing and get help with reproductive health-related issues.
How much do you know about the Ebola virus? What's the government doing to prepare the country?
We start with having isolation or quarantine facilities at the airports, at the ports of entry.
And what's the latest on the campaign to control the spread of chikungunya?
We have embarked on a 3-pronged strategy.
Officials respond to your questions on Ebola and Chikv this Wednesday, October 29 at 9:30 p.m. It's a GIS special presentation on Ebola and chikungunya this Wednesday, October 29 at 9:30 p.m. on TVJ.
It's said that if a country is to be corruption-free and become a nation of beautiful minds, there are 3 key societal members who can make a difference: the father, mother, and the teacher. And that's the reason families are being supported on the Vision 2030 Jamaica, to ensure that they can positively contribute to the society through nurturing, protecting, and supporting its members. This is all part of efforts to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Here's today's glimpse of Jamaica.
The things I used to do as a child, like eat and so, are the arrowroot porridge. It's a root thing, like a ginger, and when dried, beaten and made into porridge. And then also the dried grated corn.
Oh, my name is Basil Rowe. I'm from St. James, a place called Stonehenge.
Let your favorite glimpse of Jamaica be heard. Simply email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory along with your name and contact number to glimpses at jis.gov.jm, or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's journey Roundabout JA. I'm Casita Irving with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.